This is 98.1 Power FM. You've got Dana and Dylan with you this morning. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Musselbrook Fair, and it was a massive grand finale of The Bachelor last night.
Oh, I want you to know that I am in love with you. And I can't wait to see what future has in store for both of us.
And the happy couple, Jimmy and Holly, join us on the line right now. Morning, guys.
Hi, guys. Morning, how's it going?
Now, just need to confirm, you are a happy couple. You're still together, yes?
Jimmy, are we happy?
Very happy.
Amazing.
Still together. We're moving in together. It's all happening.
Oh, my gosh. So how long did you finish? You wrapped up the show how long ago?
3 months.
This is amazing. Has it been easier to sort of keep your relationship under wraps because of lockdowns across the country?
It definitely has. I haven't had to lie to any friends or anything. I've just been avoiding going to walks with them and stuff. So it's working quite well.
Well, last night on the episode, we saw that Jimmy's mum absolutely loved you, Holly. Have you been able to meet the whole family yet?
We have not. I've done a lot of FaceTimes with the Nicholson family, and I am very, very lucky to have obviously found Jimmy, but have found them as well. They're all absolutely amazing. But yeah, we've done a lot of FaceTimes, and then hopefully when lockdown permits, I'll be able to head over and see them properly without all the cameras in our faces.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really, really excited for you. Speaking of FaceTime, how are you guys going to be spending Father's Day this weekend? Is it FaceTimes in the can with both your families?
Yeah, poor dads. I think we're going we'll just be FaceTiming, and we just want to spend as much time as we can together now. So we'll be just hanging out at my place, and we can celebrate Father's Day in person with our dads later. We can't see them anyway, legally. No, so
that's very true.
You know. Yeah, good point. Now, Jimmy, you are a pilot, and I know that you were kind of flying around on the show, but the thing is, where are you going to take Holly on your first trip with her?
Yeah, I really want to take her to Mudgee. I want to fly there for a little weekend away. So that'll be on the cards when we can. A little romantic, maybe go stay at a winery from the Hunter Valley and fly to Mudgee. Yeah.
Oh, you're more than welcome to swing by. Check out our exquisite wines.
That's where it is. That's where the plane that I fly is. It's in the Hunter Valley. So.
Oh, really?
Out of where? Out of Scone?
At Cessnock.
Oh, amazing.
Wow.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. So I'm always there.
Okay, we'll see you soon then.
I'm pretty much local.
Yeah. Okay, guys, speaking of moving in together, do you have different tastes? Have you had a discussion about how you're going to design the house?
Okay.
I've brought this up.
All right. So you've hit a bit of a soft topic here. Now, the first motorbike I ever rebuilt was a 1978. It was an old Honda. Right, a really cool little vintage bike, and I rebuilt it. And
okay,
I want
to. Hold on. Jimmy wants to put a motorbike in the living room, and that's been our first couple quarrels so far. Absolutely not happening. But otherwise.
Mate, it's not a bachelor pad anymore.
Yeah, but it could work. If you saw the bike, you'd be like, okay, that's cool.
No,
I'm on Holly. Holly, I'm on your side entirely.
Well, maybe we'll have to put it to the people of Australia.
Yeah, maybe.
Put it up on Instagram. Maybe that's how you're going to have to decide it.
Maybe we will. Go to a poll.
Guys, we're incredibly happy for you. Congratulations and good luck with the moving in and the styling of the lounge room.
We'll need it. Thanks, guys.
No worries.